Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The President of the European Commission has warned that consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic will be hurt by new tariffs on EU exports announced by President Trump. Europe, along with Mexico, are the latest targets of Mr. Trump, who in one week has announced higher duties on 25 countries he believes are exploiting the United States. He says these will encourage US consumers to buy more American-made goods, but the Mexican President, Claudia Sheinbaum, called them unfair.
We are clear about what kinds of things we can work with the US government and what others we cannot. And there is one thing that is never negotiable, and that is the sovereignty of our country.
Sudan's army in western Darfur province says its troops are regaining control of key locations in the city of Al Fasha that were captured on Friday by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The RSF disputes the army's account. David Bamford reports.
Sudan's government army has had some military success regaining control of central Khartoum 4 months ago. But in the west, it's been under siege since the war began in 2023. Al Fasha is the last major city in the Darfur region still under the army's control. The RSF advanced into the western suburbs on Friday and says it holds the cattle market and police headquarters. Residents say the fighting is intense and they're forced to shelter in makeshift bunkers dug in courtyards and next to their houses.
The Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza has confirmed 24 people have been killed near an aid distribution site. Palestinians who were present say Israeli troops opened fire as people were trying to access food. Video from the hospital shows 10 body bags surrounded by nurses and people in bloodstained clothes. More details from Amir Nader in Jerusalem.
The Israel Defense Forces denied the allegations, saying there were no known injuries from its fire. But a military official said warning shots were fired to disperse Palestinians who they believed were a threat. The deadly incident comes just a day after the United Nations said it had recorded the killing of 615 Palestinians in the vicinity of food distribution points set up by the controversial US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Following the publication of the figures, the Israeli military said it was reviewing its procedures and lessons learned over injuries caused by Israeli gunfire to Palestinians seeking aid.
The US Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's ordered charges to be dropped against a doctor on trial for allegedly destroying thousands of dollars worth of COVID-19 vaccines and issuing fake vaccination certificates for payment. Michael Kirkmore was indicted by the Justice Department under the Biden administration. Ms. Bondi said Dr. Moore had given his patients a choice when the federal government had refused to do so. World News from the BBC. Syrian and Israeli officials are reported to have met on the sidelines of a visit to Azerbaijan by the Syrian leader Ahmed al-Sharaa. Syrian sources said the president did not take part in the meeting in Baku, the first since the Assad regime was ousted from Damascus in December. Israel has remained suspicious of the new government and has continued military activities. Rescue teams in northeast Spain are looking for two people believed to have been swept away by a river in Catalonia. All train travel was suspended for a few hours as a precaution, while a plane departing from Barcelona Airport had to turn back after its nose was damaged by hail. Other northern regions, including Aragon, were also hit by rainstorms. The first tourists have been allowed into an ancient Peruvian citadel founded more than 3,500 years ago. Researchers say the city, located north of the capital Lima, was an important trading post for the oldest civilization in the Americas, the Corral. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
Accompanied by the blasts of conch shell trumpets, the visitors joined a ritual honouring the Pachamama, Mother Earth. Archaeologists have spent the past 8 years excavating Penico's temples, stone and mud buildings, and agricultural terraces. They believed it linked communities along the Pacific coast with those in the Andes Mountains and the Amazon rainforest. Peru's culture minister says further research at the site will help understand how the Corral civilization thrived and declined.
An investigation is underway in France after a prisoner escaped from a jail in the southeast of the country by smuggling himself out inside a bag. The 20-year-old convict is said to have concealed himself inside the luggage of his cellmate, who was being released after serving his time. The incident occurred at Corbat prison outside Lyon, criticised by inspectors earlier this year for severe overcrowding. That's the latest BBC News.